Welcome back. Today we're building one of the most underrated parts of jungle and old school DnB production. The top loop, not the kick and snare, not the big amen moment. The top loop, the hats, the rides, the little ticks, the ghosty shuffle, the air that makes everything feel like it's moving at 172 even when the main break is doing the heavy lifting. And the goal in this lesson is very specific. Rebuild that classic sampled top loop vibe inside Ableton Live 12, using stock devices, and doing it in a way that barely touches your CPU, so you can stack it over breaks, keep your set playable, and actually finish tracks instead of fighting a hot laptop. Before we touch any devices, quick coach question. What is your top loop doing? You get three jobs. Timekeeper, that steady TSS that makes the record feel fast. Texture, the grain and fizz in the gaps. Callouts, the occasional open hat or ride accent that marks phrases. Pick one main job and one secondary job. If you try to do all three at full strength, you'll overlayer, and the loop turns into fizzy noise with no pocket. Alright, let's set the session. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Make a group called drums, and leave headroom. A really practical target is your drum bus peaking around minus 6 dB. That's not a rule for loudness people. It's a rule for clean hats. Hats get harsh when they slam into saturation and compression too hot. So we're going to keep the top loop a little quieter than you think, and let the mix breathe. Now, CPU mindset for the whole lesson. We build in MIDI first because it's controllable. Then we commit to audio early because that's what makes it cheap to run and fast to arrange. And after we print, we keep one main chain. No plugin creep. Step 1. Choose a lightweight sound source. Option A, which is the fastest and lowest CPU. Drum rack with simpler. Make a MIDI track. Drop in drum rack, and load 4-6 one-shots. Grab a closed hat that's short and crisp. Then a second closed hat that's a bit noisier or dirtier. A short open hat, not a huge wash. A ride hit that's short, like a tick of metal, not a 2-second ring. And optionally a rim or small perk tick for transitions. Open each simpler, set it to one-shot mode, and turn warp off. One-shots don't need it. Set voices to 1 on hat samples. That does two things. It keeps the rhythm tight by preventing overlap, and it keeps your CPU happy. Option B is drum synth, like hat and noise, which is also efficient. But if you want that proper old school it sounds sampled feeling, one shots and simpler usually get you there quicker. Now step 2, program a classic jungle top pattern, and don't do it as a 1-bar loop, 2 bars minimum. That's how you avoid that immediate loop fatigue. Create a MIDI clip that's 2 bars long. Start with a 1/16 grid so you can place things cleanly. Then later you'll sprinkle in a couple of 1/32 moments for spice. Here's a solid starting skeleton. For your main closed hat, do offbeat 8 notes. So you're placing hats on ands. In Ableton terms, think 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, 2.4, then the same again in bar 2. That's the timekeeper part. Then add a second lane of closed hats as ghost notes. These are quieter hits that create the shuffle illusion. Put a few just before or after some of the main hats. You can try placements like 1.1.3 and 1.3.3 as a starting idea. The exact positions aren't sacred. What matters is they feel like little shadows around the main pulse. Now open hat, sparingly. A good jungle move is placing it on the end just before a phrase turn, like 1.4.3 and 2.4.3. Keep it short so it doesn't smear the break. If your open hat is too long, it'll feel like modern EDM wash instead of that sampled loop bite. Then a ride or tick layer. Super low velocity, maybe every quarter note or every half bar. This layer is not listen to my rye, it's why does this feel expensive and fast. And now the old school rule. Velocity is everything. Main hat hits, somewhere around 85 to 110. Ghost hats down around 20 to 55. Open hats around 70 to 100, but again, shorter. If you do one thing after this lesson, do not leave your hats all at 127. That's how you get loop pack demo, not lifted from a record. Coach note, you can often get more groove by changing velocity than by adding more notes. Pick 1/16 subdivision and make it your repeating quiet shadow. That repeated low accent creates roll without clutter. Step 3. Swing without heavy plugins. This is the part that makes MIDI stop sounding like MIDI. Open the groove pool. Add a groove like MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 57 to 63. That's a classic pocket range. Apply it to your MIDI clip. Set timing around 15 to 35%, velocity around 10 to 25%, and random just a tiny bit, like 2 to 8%. You're not trying to sound drunk. You're trying to sound human and sampled. Then, optional but powerful, manually nudge a couple of ghost notes late by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Not the main hats, the ghosts. That's the lazy pocket that makes tops dance while the snare still feels locked. One more consistency tip. If you have other MIDI percussion, use the same groove so everything agrees. And if you're layering over an audio break, pay attention to warping. Bad warp markers can fight your groove and make your hats feel late in the wrong way. If the break feels like it's pulling against the hats, check transients and warp mode before you assume your top loop is wrong. Step 4. Shape tone with only 2 or 3 stock devices. We're not building a huge chain. We're making a sampled style loop with minimal CPU. On the top loop MIDI track, at EQ 8 first, high pass at somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Tops should not argue with kick and bass. If it's brittle, do a small dip around 6 to 10 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. And if it needs air, add a gentle shelf around 10 to 14 kHz, just 1 or 2 dB. The key word is gentle. You can always brighten later on the printed loop, but harsh hats are hard to unhurt. Then add drum bus. This is your sample glue. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10, and be careful because it can fizz fast. Use transient to shape the tick, plus 5 to plus 15 if you need more definition, or go negative if it's too spiky. Boom off. This is tops, not weight. Optional. Add saturator. Mode on soft clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, then trim the output so you're not confusing louder with better. And if it already slaps with EQ and drum bus, skip saturator. Your CPU and your ears will thank you. Quick teacher move here. If one hat is poking out, don't immediately compress. Shorten the sample decay in simpler, or shorten the MIDI note length. That kills spikes without dulling the whole loop. Step 5. Add movement and space with minimal CPU. We want that little bit of motion that makes it feel like a loop that came from somewhere, but we don't want big reverb tails eating clarity. Add autofilter. Try HP12 for a subtle cleanup vibe, or BP12 if you want that band-limited radio tops feel for intros. Put an LFO on the cutoff with a small amount, like 5 to 12%. Rate it 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Keep the phase at 0 degrees for a solid mono movement. That's a great jungle trick, because it moves without getting wobbly in stereo. Then add a tiny room. Use Ableton's reverb to keep it light. Decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds, high cut around 7 to 10 kHz, and keep dry wet low, maybe 5 to 12%. Remember, classic jungle tops are often not super reverby. They're more like a short gritty room, and most of the space comes from the break and the mix, not from huge tails. Now step 6, the real CPU saver, commit to audio early. Once the groove is right, print it. You have two good methods, freeze and flatten. Right-click the top loop MIDI track, freeze track. Then right-click again and flatten. Done. Or resample, which feels a bit more 90s. Create a new audio track called TOP Loop Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 4 or 8 bars. Then consolidate with Control or CMDJ. After that, disable the original MIDI track, or keep it frozen and muted as a backup. The point is, you stop running the whole instrument rack and effects chain live. Now step 7. The printed loop finisher chain. One chain only. On top loop print, at EQ 8, high pass again around 150 to 250, and if there's harshness, do a tiny notch around 3 to 6 kHz. That zone can make hats feel like they're yelling. Then glue compressor. Attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just glue, not pumping. If it helps tame spikes, turn soft clip on. Then utility, width around 80 to 110%. Don't go huge. Jungle hats should feel solid, not like a wide spray can. And do a quick mono check habit. Set utility width to 0 for 10 seconds while balancing. If the loop collapses or suddenly gets sharp and weird, your stereo is doing something facey. Fix it now, before you start arranging for an hour and wonder why it falls apart later. Step 8. Arrange like old school DNB. This is where your printed loop becomes a record, not a loop. Classic moves. Intro with filtered tops only. Slowly open the filter over 16 bars, like a DJ mixing tool. On the drop, full tops plus break. Every 8 bars, remove the top loop for half a bar. It's a simple tension trick that screams DJ friendly. Every 16 bars, do a quick moment like a band pass telephone vibe, or even pitch the top loop down one semitone for a beat or two. Just briefly, it creates that sampled, repitched energy without changing the whole drum kit. Before the drop, try removing the top loop for one beat, not a whole bar. That's a really clean drop clarity trick. The break hits harder, and it feels like a DJ cut rather than a modern build. And if you want to arrange even faster, try an edit track workflow. Duplicate the printed audio into three tracks. One is main, untouched. One is filter, where you do auto filter moves. One is cuts, where you do mutes, reverses, and little stutters. Then you arrange by muting and unmuting tracks, instead of drawing automation everywhere. Very fast, very jungle. A couple advanced variations if you want your two-bar loop to feel less copied. Give bar 1 a clean identity, and bar 2 a tiny surprise. One extra ghost hit, or swap one closed hat for a shorter tick, or push one hit a few milliseconds late for a lazy pocket. The listener feels movement without hearing a fill. Try microflams without extra samples. Duplicate a hat note. Nudge it by a tiny amount, drop the velocity hard, print it, and now it's free CPU. And try call and response between ride and hat across 4-bar blocks. First 4 bars, hat's lead and the ride is barely there. Next 4 bars, ride comes up a touch and hat's tuck back. It feels like a lift, with no new instruments. Now common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Too many layers. 10 hat layers equals facey noise and wasted CPU. 3 to 6 elements max. Oververbing. Long tails blur the break and kill punch. Harsh top end. Usually from boosting 8 to 12 kHz too hard, or over crunching drum boss. No velocity range. Static hats are dead hats.